Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A very cool show in store for you today, friends. Todd Starnes, formerly of Fox News Channel, is slated for to be with us later in the hour. Thaddeus McCotter, former congressman from the Midwest, will join us as well. And Kristen B. Tate on her weekly appearance. But bookending the show, to begin and end, some thoughts about the Olympics. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm going to pound the drum one more day on this. I am really embarrassed when people on my side of the philosophical divide do things of disrepute. I'm really embarrassed by it. And I'm one of the few that calls them out and says, this is not okay with me. And over the last 24 to 36 to 48 hours, I've been humiliated to see the things that Charlie Kirk, who is a fellow colleague here at Salem Communications, Seth Dillon, who runs the Babylon Bee, a website that I absolutely adore and believe is just one of the funniest things out there, and Matt Walsh, somebody who I've always held in pretty high regard, I've been shocked, embarrassed, putrefied at how these men have gone about conducting themselves on the issue of one Simone Biles. I don't believe that whatever you think of her decision, that it merits this kind of reaction. Take a listen.
So Simone Biles, I don't know her politics. I don't. I just know that she's, you know, shown on television a lot. I don't know if she was ever sexually assaulted or abused. So
she was,
Charlie
Kirk.
I don't know what she's been.
She was.
Good. Sincerely.
Good.
So Simone Biles, I don't know her politics. I don't. I just know that she's, you know, shown on television a lot. I don't know if she was ever sexually assaulted or abused. So I don't know what she's been through.
But then he goes on to say, after that little roundabout, he calls her a sociopath. He says, I don't know anything about her background. I don't know where she's been. I don't know what she's been up to. But I know that she's a sociopath because she quit her team in Tokyo. We're talking about the all-time most medaled Olympic champion in the sport of women's gymnastics that's ever lived. 19 world championships to her title. Tons of gold medals. And as this controversy of her supposedly quitting the team came to light a couple of days ago, there were guys on my side of the philosophical, political, even spiritual divide, because all three of these men call themselves believers. They all did this. They all mocked this little 5 foot nothing woman. Big, powerful muscles, but tiny little body. They mocked her. They attacked her. They called her cowardly. They said she expressed cowardice because she withdrew herself from the team competition when she could have nearly died. Kev, you're exaggerating. Nope. When she's going full speed down the runway towards the vault, she reaches a very, very high speed. Somewhere between 20 and 30 miles an hour at top speed, then you're launched from the catapult. You hit the vault and you fly, and it's 15, 20 feet in the air at the peak. And you come down and you hope that your feet are where they're supposed to be, and you stick that landing. That's what you hope to do. This is a girl that actually is so good at what she does that she actually does routines that are harder than anybody else has ever attempted in women's gymnastics. In fact, 99% of men in men's gymnastics do not attempt the types of routines that she does on the vault and other things because of their degree of difficulty. And for some reason, the Olympics, a couple of cycles back, said, you know what, we're going to start counting Simone Biles' degree of difficulty less. And there shouldn't be any room for that. Because if you have a routine and it's got X number of elements in it, then it should automatically add up to a degree of difficulty that is what it is. The problem is, on a scale of, say, 1 to 15, usually the degree of difficulty is somewhere in the 5s or 6s. And if she was really getting what she deserved by the way of the degree of difficulty of her attempt, it would be in the 7 and 8s. And if she does it perfectly, which she has done many, many times in the course of her career, she would be getting 16s and 17s in her scores, where most of the Olympic gymnasts at their very, very best are getting 13s and 14s. The Olympic committee decided that they were just going to count her less. Kind of like if Tom Brady was a quarterback next year and for every touchdown he threw, they only got 4 points instead of 6 for his team. Or if Michael Jordan or LeBron James were playing basketball and the NBA decided to say, you know what, we're only going to give you a point for every dunk and shot that you make as opposed to 2 points. That's essentially what the Olympic committee did to Simone Biles, because Biles is that good and has been that excellent in everything that she's done. There are now 4 distinct elements within gymnastics that are named after her. And for whatever reason, and she's not a young person anymore in this sport, when she took that takeoff for that vault the other night, she could have, and now gymnasts across the world are weighing in on this. I've got this linked in a column at townhall.com. You can go see for yourself. But many, many, many dozens, if not hundreds of elite gymnasts across the world have weighed in on this. They were shocked that she didn't blow a knee or snap her spine on the vault as she executed it the other night. That's how dangerous it was. That it was just pure skill of hers to land that, because it did not go the direction that it was supposed to go. So again, how do we respond? Well, normal people would respond with compassion. But we've had these 3 white guys that happen to be conservative and happen to be Christian: Charlie Kirk, Seth Dillon, Matt Walsh. They've called her things like sociopath and coward and lacking courage and everything else. In fact, when called out on it, Charlie Kirk decided to not only call her a sociopath, he then took the soundbite of that part of his radio show and he posted it all over social media and he said, I agree with every bit of this. And when he was called out on that, they reposted it again with a big fat headline that said, Charlie Kirk takes down selfish Simone Biles after disgraceful Olympic decision. Friends, this is a girl who has represented her country in as many international events as someone in her station of life at that level of competition could. She's maxed them out. She's worn the USA logo and flag proudly. She's never once taken a knee. She's never once embarrassed our country. She's never once said America should be ashamed of itself, like that Gwen girl did that was running track and then didn't even medal. She's never done any of those things. In fact, on her way to Tokyo this year, I just found this out within the last 24 hours, she set 2 new historical precedents. She did a flip off the vault that has never been successfully landed by a woman, had only been successfully landed by a male, and not under direct competition. And she stuck it in her preparation in going to Tokyo in a run-up competition. She was also sexually abused by that guy, Dr. Nasser, that was with the Olympic team for all those years and abused many, many Olympians. She overcame that. See, I think because she's overcome every obstacle in front of her on her way to those 19 world titles, because she overcame being a victim of sexual abuse, because the entire sport she competes in has rigged itself against her, because she salutes the flag, because she's done all of these things with grace, I think she's due some. And I'd like to see Charlie Kirk and Seth Dillon and Matt Walsh extend it to her. I think they owe her that. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. For children, the world should be a happy place, a place where they can dream, make memories, laugh, play, feel happiness, joy, and hope. But for too many children around the world, it's just not the case. Poverty, broken families, and lack of educational opportunities rob children of their health, their hope, and the promise of a better future. At Hope Children's Home in Honduras, children living in dire poverty find the Christian home environment they need in order to thrive. And in this coming month, AM 570 The Mission is inviting you to invest in the future of a child by giving them food, education, medical attention, spiritual nurturing, in short, a home at Hope's Children's Home. Please bring hope to a child right now by calling 888-296-8200. That's 888-296-8200. Or click the Hope Children's Home banner at WMCA.com.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-770-4747 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-770-4747 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jen Harvey of The Huddle, and I am inviting you to our annual conference being held on August 7th at the Rehoboth Cathedral in Brooklyn from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our theme is Dry Bones, Arise and Live Again. The past 20 months have been extremely difficult and filled with uncertainty. This is not over. There is more to come, but God doesn't want his people to be kept in the dark. He wants us to have a plan and to prepare. You can't afford to miss this event. The Word, the worship, food, fellowship, information, and insight is going to be unrivaled, and it's all free of charge. Call us at 1-347-292-9497. That's 1-347-292-9497. You do not want to miss this conference.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX-27.
Sure. ZX-27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Selzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. The Wall Street Journal yesterday had a very interesting op-ed that the editorial board authored as Kristen B. Tate rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough. And Kristen, the title of it is The Cost of School Shutdowns, a new McKinsey study documenting the severe student learning loss that took place in schools during the lockdown. Here's the top headline. Shutting down schools was among the most destructive policies of the pandemic. The consulting firm of McKinsey and Company examined spring 2021 test results for 1.6 million students in grades 1 through 6. They compared them to performance of similar students pre-pandemic. They discovered that the pandemic-era kids were on average about 4 months behind in reading, about 5 months behind in math, and they called the outlook very bleak. The study doesn't say, but teachers' unions were the main architects of this calamity. By first refusing to return to the classroom, says the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and insisting on watered-down schedules. The data company Burbio found that by the end of the spring semester, most students could attend school at least part-time, but due to union demands, the return sometimes amounted to a few days or hours in person of learning per week and not nearly what they needed. Kristen, as you know, the CDC has changed its guidance in the last 36 hours, and everyone's talking about, maybe moving towards the masked existence again. I think a lot of parents have anxiety about any future possibility of shutdowns or such means or measures being taken.
Everyone who can should get their kids out of these government schools. It's an absolute disgrace, Kevin, especially when you consider that before these lockdowns, our public schools were already failing many students. Only one-third of eighth graders were proficient in math in this country before the lockdowns, and some urban areas are even worse. I mean, in Detroit, only 5% of their eighth graders were proficient in math. So they were already doing poorly. And then you moved all these kids to this failing online learning through Zoom. And of course, it's a recipe for disaster. Our students are being failed, and it's because of these teachers' unions. And we now know exactly why this happened. It was never because of health. It was because the teachers don't want to go back to work. I mean, at this point, anyone can get the vaccine. There's absolutely no reason that anyone should be forced to have their kids stay with this despicable and failing learning online. And it's also just as bad, Kevin, to make kids go back to school and fall with masks on their face for a whole year of these young kids. I mean, again, the teachers, if they're so worried about COVID, they can go get a vaccine. It's just really awful, and this is why people are fleeing the public schools at record rates. And once again, as with many of these left-wing policies, it's going to be the most vulnerable and the poorest families who are hurt most by this. You know, the people who can't afford private schools or who have working parents in the house who can't homeschool. And those are the kids going to be left in these failed classrooms in the public schools.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be interesting because Randy Weingarten, the head of the largest teachers union, just said yesterday she can't guarantee that her union's going to approve opening schools on time in the fall. And, you know, talk about tyranny. You know, these are people that are paid by our state tax dollars and should be required to show up on the job. Just really remarkable in terms of how bold they are being about some of these things. Let me ask you, let me shift gears a little bit, because I know that you love to talk dollars and cents, and I've got to get your take on the trillion-dollar infrastructure deal that a bunch of Republicans seem to have signed off on, though they're not necessarily sure what's in it. It seems kind of Pelosian to me, not very Republican. What's your take on it?
Once again, this is just showing us how much of a failure our Republicans in Washington, D.C. are. I don't think there's anyone left in Washington, D.C., maybe with a few exceptions, who really care about the fiscal responsibility that they should care about, that their voters put them in office to care about. The left has moved the goalpost so far now that Republicans are calling it, you know, some sort of compromise. It's a shame. It's going to bankrupt our country for generations to come. And this is why I think so many people are pulling out of the U.S. dollar and putting their money into cryptocurrencies or even, you know, precious metals. We're going to see more of that. And by the way, I also think real estate is going to continue to soar. People think we're in a bubble right now. Well, I actually think these prices are going to hold, and they might go up even more as people pull their money out of the market and out of the dollar and put it into real estate. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But this is all really, really terrifying. And we have no way to pay for this. We're just printing the money and borrowing it indefinitely.
Yeah. And the more we print, the less valuable it is. That's the way it works. Let me shift gears one more time. You've got a big piece coming up for The Hill this weekend. And it has to do with cancel culture, and it has to do with big tech. Talk to me about what you're finding.
Yeah, it's actually a lot bigger and more insidious than just cancel culture. So in countries like China, they have what's called a social credit system, which is where the government keeps track of your actions and your beliefs and then uses that data to control what you're allowed to do in society, what purchases you're allowed to make, what credit cards you're allowed to get, you know, how you're allowed to do banking, who you're allowed to associate with. And what we're seeing here in the United States, Kevin, is companies like PayPal and Facebook and even credit card and banking institutions now saying that they will refuse to do business with or give platforms to people who engage in quote unquote extremist behavior. Well, what is extremist? That's a very, you know, subjective word, right? Where the definition can change over time. And I think, you know, it's going to start with more fringy people getting blocked out of these platforms, but soon could come for even more mainstream conservatives. We could end up in a situation where anyone who does not hold the correct political views is essentially ousted from polite society, not allowed to do banking, not allowed to get loans, not allowed to have a presence on these online sites. It's really terrifying, and this is something that people should keep their eye on, because we could have a social credit system here not being pushed by the government, but actually big tech that's working hand in hand with the left wingers in the government.
Yeah. And that is true fascism. When you have private big business industry and government in lockstep conspiring against the public, that is true control of the social order. And that's not what we're in favor of. Anyway, read her piece coming up Sunday in The Hill. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Kristen, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kev.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Thaddeus McCotter, congressman from Michigan, with an update on some things related to that state. Don't go away.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. We are living in the age of surveillance capitalism. That's the title of a book by Shoshana Zuboff, whose thinking has shaped my own as we look on the growing power of big tech. The biggest flaw in most tech companies' business models is a general willingness to loot an individual's personal information, and thus his or her privacy, without payment for this data and without informed consent. Did you know that a small percentage of apps provide your consent to remotely turn on your phone's microphone and record you after you sign their terms and conditions? I imagine your response is like mine. What? I'd never agree to that. I am certain a hard line on personal privacy would have a greater appeal to the public than many other issues currently separating the parties. Watch that vast uncharted space in which party moves to restore data that has been taken and to repair walls of privacy that were breached long ago. Whoever gets there first will be a long-term winner. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. As we have continued to, day by day, deal with the pandemic and the aftermath, we continue to deal with corruption in some of the state capitals of the states that have really had rather significant problems with the pandemic and the lockdowns. And it's not just in New York, it's not just in New Jersey, but the state of Michigan, also one of those that has really struggled with bad leadership and the results of that, and some questionable leadership during even the election of last year. Here to discuss is former Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter. And Congressman, we always appreciate you making the time for us. And I noticed this week the Detroit Free Press mentioned that the Michigan Assembly, the House, is repealing emergency powers to your governor that she used to fight the pandemic. Now, I'm on the record as being very critical of these emergency powers that all these governors just, you know, swallowed up wholesale. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has tried to hang on to his longer than I think in any other state. But give us your sense of what that means and how that might change the state of Michigan in terms of dealing with the next stages of whether it's the Delta variant or other things.
Well, in Michigan, unlike places like New York, we have a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor. So with the repeal of these types of powers preventing basically one person rule over an entire state, you then would have to facilitate compromise and understanding. And one of the biggest problems, Kevin, and you've seen this, and we're seeing this now with the vaccines and the CDC's backtracking, is when the credential class loses their credibility, all they have to offer is coercion. And that is not a situation that people of Michigan want to see, especially be it in a governor of either party having unilateral decision-making authority.
Let me ask you, in light of, because staying on that one-person power trip, given the, you know, what is happening in Arizona as it pertains to the Maricopa County recount and the evidence of perhaps tens of thousands of illegal votes that were included in the count in Georgia, Michigan was one of those hot spots where a lot of people scratched their heads and said, hey, how did certain counties have more votes than people and that sort of thing? Give us a sense of where Michigan is at in terms of taking a look at their voting measures and whether or not reforms are on the way and what you anticipate going forward.
What we need to see is this, to make sure that the unilateral decision-making and the exceeding of their authority was done by the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and others, and the use of private money to direct and help influence elections is kept out of the process. Now, the objectivity and the impartiality of elections, be they run by partisan elected officials or nonpartisan elected officials, but especially in the former case, you have to ensure that no outside interest and there is no undue influence, even the perception of it, attached to any election. And so what they did by putting the strings on this and putting certain areas would be mailed ballots without being requested, putting drop boxes in certain areas, things like that, should never be allowed. They should only be handled by public money with proper oversight by the duly elected officials that are responsible for them. And we did not see that in Michigan, and that is what we have to get back to.
This supposed infrastructure bill that supposedly compromises have been made, and it looks like it's possibly going to become law. What are your thoughts about the Republicans' behavior in participating in that?
I think a lot of them are still working on the old school theory that they're out there to actually pass things, whether or not they're beneficial to the public. I think the public is a much more skeptical eye looking at this, and they're saying, well, is it good? Is it actually going to do what it says? Or is it going to have detrimental consequences to the citizenry? And the fact is that right now, spending over $1 trillion or more again in an already inflationary economy is not investing in infrastructure, it's investing in inflation. Now, if the Democrats want to go ahead and do that, they should do it, and we'll have to make sure they are not allowed to do it again after 2022, so at midterm elections. But the Republicans should not be facilitating this. And again, I think that they're working under the old paradigm whereby just simply spending money and coming home bringing the bacon will somehow mask any problems that that legislation has, and that is not the case. And again, certainly when we're already in an inflationary period.
Yeah. And speaking of that, what is your outlook economically in terms of where we're at? Is it well past the 2022 election cycle before we are able to correct the economic direction that we're headed in right now?
Well, a lot of the blue states, you've seen it. And you've seen that we had the mandates actually were job-killing mandates more than anything else. And so they were crushing our economy. We have one of the worst economies right now. And then when you tack on that, the Democrats, quote-unquote, rescue spending of over $1 trillion, that helped keep people out of the workforce, helped diminish the amount of goods that were there, and actually led another prime cause of the inflationary period in which we're at. It harmed economic growth and contributed to the inflationary environment in which every single state is experiencing right now.
I appreciate the perspective, Congressman McCotter. We miss you on Capitol Hill, but keep fighting the good fight there in the great state of Michigan. Thanks
Kevin,
for being with us.
I don't miss that.
All right. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop simply by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. He found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, that's what I tried and found out. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for our listeners right now. 2-for-1, the lowest price plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. 2-for-1, low price plus free shipping. It's Giza Dream Sheets. Call 1-800-651-0798, promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, promo code WMCA.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sabal Meat Products wants you to enjoy a sandwich with their finest Induveca ham, Campesino sharp cheddar, or Quesojeo cheese. It's summertime. And what's better than a delicious sandwich filled with Sabal meat while lounging by the pool or after a long day at the beach? There's nothing better than Sabal meat on the grill. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with a quality seal of Sabal meat products. More than a half a century of tradition and quality making the best Hispanic-styled salamis such as Induveca and Campesino, the Don Filo line, Pavolami, which is 100% turkey, and many more. That's why if you don't see the logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Now you have a chance to win these luscious flavors and a whole basket full of other amazing products. Just head to am570themission.com and click on the Sabal Meat Contest banner and enter to win. See complete contest rules at am570themission.com. Sabal Meat Products, tradition of quality. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. And, you know, there are a handful of people in all of my travels in media, radio, television, print, publishing, etc., that I can think of that I've genuinely liked as much as a person as my next guest. Todd Starnes, formerly with Fox News for years. In fact, I didn't know who he was until our editor in the commentary section at FoxNews.com, Lynn Jordahl Martin, mentioned his name to me at one point in time. And then for a number of years while he was on Fox, I always just wanted to be a fly on the wall of whatever room he was in, because as someone who embraced his Southern heritage as proudly as anybody I've ever seen, he made his life as a New Yorker at the Fox News Channel for quite some time. He is now host of the very successful Todd Starnes Show. He's heard coast to coast weekdays, noon to three. And if you want to catch that, of course, my bosses would be glad if you logged on to the Salem Podcast Network and subscribed. But he's also got a brand new book out, and we're going to talk about that. And I love the name of it, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Todd Starnes, welcome back.
Kevin, thank you so much. Always good hanging out with you, sir.
Yeah, well, we've traveled a lot of this media landscape to, you know, it's at maybe different times and similar places and sometimes similar times, the same place. You are now you've expanded into a very interesting endeavor. You are now a radio station owner, and you're still doing your broadcasting and your commentaries and the rest of that. But you have relocated from New York back to your hometown of Memphis. What is it like being home? Do you feel sometimes you still miss the ambulance sounds outside your window, the police coming in the middle of the night to do raids on neighbors? I mean, do you miss anything of the big city at all?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Memphis is actually controlled by progressive Democrats that make AOC look like a conservative. And we have one of the highest crime rates of the city. So I would say we probably hear more sirens in Memphis than I did living in Brooklyn, where I lived among the indigenous liberal population for 15 years. And by the way, and gravy means something very different.
Yes.
In the Italian neighborhoods of Brooklyn than it does.
That's true.
That.
And you know what? I love them both. I love the gravy for the biscuits, and I love it on the pasta as well. In fact, I love all of it a little too much. That's my problem. Todd, let's talk about the last time you were with us. I believe you were still living in New York as the pandemic broke out. And as we are on now 16 months later, what are your observations about what the country's dealing with and how they're dealing with it?
Well, I had my last book was called Culture Jihad, and it caused quite a bit of controversy, even at Fox News. When many of the primetime hosts did not want to put me on the air to talk about the book, I was sounding the warning in Culture Jihad that we were on the verge of having a radical transformation in this country. And I realized that's exactly what these people are doing here, these leftists in America. And so I called them culture jihadists. It is a bloodless jihad, but they are literally destroying our culture so they could build some sort of a socialist or communist utopia on the ruins of this great country.
And it is coming true before our very eyes, which is frightening. And I have to wonder, as you were dealing with the kind of rejection of that premise, even from your home network, and as the race riots broke out last summer, and particularly last summer into the fall, and then, of course, the rise of CRT out of the riots, what was going through your head? Like, guys, I couldn't have been more prescient. Like, I tried to tell you.
You know, I lived in downtown Brooklyn off of Flatbush, and there's a hospital. I mean, I was on the 25th floor of a high rise, and I could actually see the Brooklyn Hospital from my apartment. And I would get calls from back home, and they would say, Todd, you've got to get out of the city. You know, they're telling us on the national news that it's, you know, dystopian, you know, society now. The hospitals are overrun. So I went down to the neighborhood hospital, and I did a Facebook Live video. And I showed people, I said, hey, here's what's really going on here. There's no mass hysteria. There's plenty of room in the ER. There are still hospital beds available. My greatest concern was not the pandemic. It was how willing our fellow citizens were to just give away, hand over their civil liberties for the sake of feeling safe.
Yeah, no, and we did. And you know what? They are trying again, Todd, as of, you know, 48 hours ago with new CDC guidance that literally is basically a payoff to the teachers' unions. I mean, it is frightening where we are at. Well, thanks for jumping on some of that analysis of the culture, because I'm always interested in your take on those things. But you have written a book that is very different than your cultural commentary. It focuses on daily devotions, and people know that you're a man of faith. In fact, that was one of the things that made your content at Fox News so unique. They knew that you were going to give them a thoroughly biblical Christian viewpoint on the news of the day. But tell me the inspiration behind Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl.
I have a dear friend. Her name is Michelle Cox, and we met at a writing conference. We were teaching a workshop together, and she is from right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And we started talking about maybe writing a book together. And so we came up with this idea of putting together a collection of devotions that were centered around country life. And our philosophy is a country is not a geographic location. It's a state of mind. It's this idea that most of us in America have shared values. And so we have some incredibly moving stories and hilarious stories. As a matter of fact, I was at CPAC a couple of weeks ago. I was in the men's room, Kevin. This guy comes up to me. I'm washing my hands. He goes, "Mr. Starnes, I was in bed with my wife the other night." I'm like, "Do we need to take this conversation out of the bathroom?" He said, "No." He says, "No, she was reading your book, and she was laughing hysterically." He says, "Thank you." And I'm like, "Well, glad to help out there." It is all based on the Gospel of Matthew. Give us this day our daily biscuit. And, we wanted to really convey that fun side of American life in this book. And I do think people need a respite from the chaos of the culture. And yeah. And that's really why I wrote the book.
All right. Friends, I'm intrigued, and I hope you are as well. And congratulations, Todd, because it's on two of the Amazon bestsellers lists. Friends, again, it's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, Todd Starnes and Michelle Cox, the co-authors. And I love Asheville. I love Memphis. You guys are in a sweet part of the country. Enjoy it and live it up while you can. Meanwhile, we city dwellers, we'll keep pounding the pavement here in New York. Todd, appreciate all that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Kevin. And maybe you can help us out with the sequel, Our Daily Bagel, Devotions with a Sneer.
As long as you've got New York dirty water to cook it in, you're in good shape. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Todd Starnes, we'll talk again soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. WMCA welcomes Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith.
We as Christians fall short of what we one day will be.
Listen Monday through Friday morning at 9.
And so it is sometimes hard for us when we think about heaven to imagine broken relationships completely restored.
Contact the ministry at WMCA.com. Under Programs, click Program Guide to get to unlockingthebible.org with AM570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, this was the scene in Oakdale, Minnesota this morning.
13.6.
And the roar that you hear there is the family and friends and small town of Oakdale, Minnesota, celebrating the win by Suni Lee. In the Olympics, as they were taking place early in American time this morning, and they'll be aired tonight, of course, on the primetime coverage of the Olympics. But she took the gold. And one of the reasons that she took the gold, Sunisa Lee did, that is because she was eligible to be one of the two finalists that the Americans had put forward for the all-around gold medal for the Olympics. One of the reasons that those two spots are available is because one of them wasn't currently being occupied by Simone Biles. And as we talked about this yesterday in my final thought, I still believe, and I've written a piece about this at townhall.com today. You can go and read it for yourself. I still believe that Simone Biles, in her withdrawing from the Olympics, was trying to do the best thing for her teammates and herself possible in light of the aftermath of that really dangerous vault that she was very fortunate to land the other night. And when you're considering as a young person throwing yourself down a runway at miles between 20 and 30 miles per hour to get up to full speed, to hit that springboard, to then hit that vault and then launch yourself airborne, maybe up to 15 to 20 feet in the sky, doing any number of twists and then coming down to try to stick that landing without breaking a bone, much less knocking your spine out of alignment or, you know, beheading yourself. I mean, there's just so many things that could go wrong on that one exercise. I still find it rather remarkable that we had no real appreciation for the fact that when Simone Biles said, you know what, I did this wrong. I am not there mentally. You girls, you take my spots the rest of the way. And she tried to encourage them, lead them, coach them, mentor them to the gold medal. They just fell a little bit short in the team competition. But here in the individual all around, it was her teammate who had a spot there in the because the countries only get two spots each. And a lot of people on social media over the last couple of days were like, hey, you know, Simone Biles took up a spot on somebody's team. And, you know, what if an American could have won the gold? Well, she did. And Simone Biles not participating in the all-around event kind of demonstrates that selflessness brought about a just reward. And that is another American female gymnast is now the gold medalist for the Olympics of 2021. And will be the reigning champion going into the next Olympic Games. Friends, I don't understand people pushing back against a selfless act by a teammate who was simply trying to do the best for her team that she could. I hold to my position. And if it means I stand in opposition to people like Charlie Kirk and Seth Dillon and Matt Walsh, then I'm fine with that. But today, a day of rejoicing, a day of celebration, as America leads the medal count, and we now have the reigning gymnast in the world of gymnastics once more. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.